7B. Listening.
Hello and welcome to today's programme, where we're looking at the works of Russian-born artist Vladimir Tretyakov. Now, Tretyakov's most famous painting, The Chinese Girl, was recently sold for almost £1 million at auction in London. Our art expert is in the studio with us to tell us about the woman who modelled for the picture, Monica Ponsusan. Louise, was Monica a professional model?
No, not at all. She was a young Chinese girl working in her uncle's laundry in Cape Town, South Africa. She was only 17 at the time, and when she met Tretyakov, she had never modelled before.
How did the two meet?
Tretyakov had heard of Monica's beauty from a friend, and so he went to the laundry to see her himself. According to Monica, she was serving a customer when he came in, and while he was waiting, he couldn't take his eyes off of her. Once they were alone, he introduced himself and asked if he could paint her.
That must have come as a surprise to Monica. Did she actually know who he was?
Yes, she did, in fact. By chance, she had read about him in a newspaper the Saturday before, so she knew who he was.
Louise, let's talk about the painting itself. Is Monica wearing her own clothes?
No. Apparently, Tretyakov gave her one of his wife's silk gowns to put on. But the real gown wasn't yellow, like the one in the painting. It was blue.
What about Monica's expression in the picture? Why is she looking so serious?
Monica says that as Tretyakov was painting her, she was thinking about the traumas he had experienced in his life. He was imprisoned several times during the war, and at one point he lost contact with his wife and his daughter.
But the story has a happy ending, doesn't it? Because his family was reunited in Cape Town.
That's right. It was fortunate that they all ended up in the same place.
Louise, did Tretyakov pay Monica for modelling for him?
Yes, he did. He gave her just over £6 South African pounds. That's the equivalent of around £130 today.
Oh, that doesn't seem much. Did she at least like the painting?
No. She was shocked by the green face. She says she thought that she looked like a monster. And she didn't think much of the title either, The Chinese Girl. She was expecting something a little more exotic.
And what happened to her afterwards? Did she ever model again?
No, she never posed for another painting. She got married and went to Johannesburg, where she had 5 children, before splitting up with her husband. After that, she had to go back to work to try and make ends meet, but the family never had much money.
In contrast to Tretyakov, who went on to make a fortune. Louise, did Monica manage to attend the auction of the painting?
No, she didn't. She missed it. She was incredibly disappointed about that. But apparently she jumped up and down in excitement when she heard that the painting had fetched nearly £1 million.
Yes, that price is hardly surprising when you consider that the painting is one of the most popular prints ever made. Louise, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.